open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Now you can buy online and pick up at the store at Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Steve and Greg from the Retire Worry-Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgreg.com. That's steveandgreg.com.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Tim and his family from South City could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, and more to say thank you. KTRS presents Home for the Holidays from Londoff Chevrolet, Allen Roofing, Wholesale Batteries, the City of Florissant, Daniels Farm and Greenhouses, West County Dental, and KTRS.
Hey! Well, here we are, another sleepy day. No, I did that earlier.
No,
that was earlier. It's Monday, which means it's time to do a little tech talk. Folks, we're going to take your calls earlier today than we normally do. Jose is going to shorten his monologue, and we're going to get to questions about everything from curved screen TVs to 4K to HD to, oh, I had a DVD player finally crap out on me. The good news is really good DVD players are like $30. So I have to get another DVD player for the, well, we call it the library. There's not a book in there, but we call it the library. You have a chance to talk to Jose. Maybe it's a simple thing, just about a battery. You have an odd size, and I've had this happen, an odd-sized battery, and I wanted to ask somebody about it. I didn't know what to call it. And I finally realized it's called a 1-2-3 battery, and they become very common in high-end flashlights and camera equipment. His name is Jose Hernandez. Our numbers are 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. If it's about technology and tech stuff and electronic stuff, he is your guy. And he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. One more time quickly, and then we're going to bring him in here, 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. I hear other people do the star KTRS from a cell phone. Does that work? I just never did that.
Yeah, but here, I don't know why.
Let's do it. Star KTRS from a cell phone. Okay, there's a shortcut. Here he is, Jose Hernandez. How you doing, Jose?
Hi, I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
Good. My grandson is over for 3 or 4 days, and I went to play Toy Story.
Yes.
On a DVD player that we haven't used for quite a while, and I hit open, and it said the word open, and I heard, the little door thing wouldn't open. So I go to the kitchen, like anybody who knows electronics would do, and got a butter knife, and I jammed it in there, and I'm trying to open the door. It won't open. But now, again, like I said, the good news is all day long you can get a really good DVD player for $30, $40.
Yes.
Even a Blu-ray.
You might want to consider purchasing a 4K player and replacing your main one and move your main one to the library.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Do you think you could have a CD stuck
in there?
No,
because it says reading, and then it says something like no disc in player or something. The door won't open. I think a little tray slides.
Yeah.
And I messed with it. And I took a knife and I fiddled with it. And normally, sometimes you can unstick something. Nah, it's done. But that's okay. They're not expensive. And you talk about something you get your money's worth out of. You buy a $40 DVD player, watch 1,000 movies.
Sure.
I have CD players that I've had for 25 years. Just little portable, like a one CD and headset and portable. And they still work. They still work.
I still have the original JVC CD player that I purchased 30-something years ago for $300.
So is that part of a rack unit?
No, it was an individual. It was an individual unit. It was audio only.
So a CD player has a beam of light, has a laser, right?
Mm-hmm,
that thing apparently never goes out.
It just rarely
lasts forever.
Rarely. More likely, what happens is the mechanism for the drawer as you've experienced, causes the problems.
Yeah.
But it's out in my garage. I go out to work on a car, and I just pop a disc in and hit play.
It still works.
Works like a champ.
First CD player I ever saw, Lee Sherwood showed it to me, my partner that I worked with. He said, after the show, you got to come to my house. I'm going to show you something. And he holds up a CD, and I thought it was a coaster.
Hmm.
I said, what's that? He said, it's a CD. I said, what does that mean? He said, compact disc. Watch this. And he put it in a single player that he paid $1,000 for. I mean, when this stuff first came out, and I heard music that was as clear as anything I've ever heard, he said, this is the future. Well, he was sort of right. It was the future for about 20 years.
That's right.
And now the future is you don't have anything. It's in the air.
Yes.
You don't have anything in your hands that's an album or a CD. It's just magically there, sucked out of the air.
And while all of that being said, vinyl albums are in a resurgence. They're coming back.
I don't get that.
It's the cover art. It's the hippies from the 60s and 70s who miss being able to look at the liner notes and have the cover art and can now afford. There are no more inexpensive turntables. They're USB turntables and high-end that are all the integrated circuitry.
I have to tell you, when you used to go in a record store and they would put record album covers up, you could see immediately, there's the Beatles, there's Janis Joplin, there's the Doors. It was a photo gallery
right. That
were albums. You don't have that with CDs. You certainly don't have it with stuff you're sucking out of the air.
Mm-mm.
So I guess I sort of get it from that standpoint. What do you have for us? Then we'll take these calls.
The one thing we need to talk about is AVG, the free version, just upgraded to a control panel called Zeus.
Okay.
It's still free, but it's very annoying. You're going to get a message about upgrade to this. Let me check that. This protection isn't turned on. Can I install that for a free trial for you? I don't have a way yet on how to bypass loading that particular portion of AVG. There is another product that is also free called Avast, A-V-A-S-T. So if you're interested in a less annoying free antivirus, look up Avast.
Okay.
You can also get it from download.com.
All right.
That's the one thing I had.
That's it? All right, we're going to take a lot of calls here. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. First up and holding the longest is John. John, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Well, fine. First of all, I am AM with a PM.
That's important.
Secondly, Merry Christmas to you and all the staff, Frank.
You too. You too, John.
Thanks for years of great radio coverage that you've provided for us.
Yep. I think it's Dan.
Pretty much the one.
I think it's
and
Dan.
Number three, I am calling on Star KTRS.
Aha! It works. Hey. I'm the last to jump on that. I'm proud to be.
Jose, a few months ago, a gentleman called you up and asked about Windows 10.
Yes.
He said, hold off.
Yes.
I've been inundated, obviously.
Yes.
With requests.
Every time you start it, every time you open it, Internet Explorer 8, yeah, I understand.
Is it time, or should we continue to wait?
I'm gonna recommend waiting till after the first of the year, because Windows 10 has not yet updated the mobile version. And I think that they are preparing to release sometime in mid-January the mobile version update, which will likely include some minor updates to the PC version.
Okay.
So I think once we get mid-January to beginning of February, that's going to be the time to do it. Now, I will recommend that you back up all of your personal data, because it is a major update, and it may or may not work properly. 99.9% of the time it does. And I will tell you that you have 30 days after you install it to back out of it.
I see.
To revert back to what you had before. If you get to day 31, it's not an easy back out.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm sure with the great information you provide the listeners of KTRS, you'll let us know when the time will be.
I will.
Well, John, we're here to serve the public. That's what we're all about.
Just yes, sir.
We're public servants. Hey, Merry Christmas, John.
Thank you very much, and the same again to all of you.
And I have an update. It is not AVG Zeus. It is AVG Zen.
Zen.
Zen, as in Mark Zen.
No, nothing is as in Mark Zen. Nothing compares to that guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's one of a kind. Let's go to Dan. Dan, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Now, I have got an iPhone issue.
Okay.
Five iPhones on the same iCloud plan, same carrier,
same
iCloud, but again, not the same plan necessarily, all getting each other's missed calls.
Okay.
I've got potential setting, turning off allow others' calls, turning off the other numbers on FaceTime, cellular, phone. I mean, every click I can find, and it still keeps happening.
Okay, were all of the iCloud, were all the phones set with the same iCloud account?
Yes.
And they're from the same carrier?
They're all same carrier.
Unfortunately, your next call is going to be either to the helpline for the carrier or a visit to the Apple store and talk to a genius, because I have no clue why it would do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million things out there on, you know, different blogs and websites, and you click this and turn it off.
Right, and
click that,
and you've been through all those.
I've been through every single option, and the other night, I literally got a call. My son was in the basement. I got a call from his phone.
Wow.
Because he was off the grid because he was deep in the basement, and I got his phone call, and it said, call from your iPhone. So it was coming from his phone to my phone.
And he didn't actually, I'm lost. He didn't actually call you?
Mm-mm.
No. One of his friends called him.
And your phone rang?
My phone rang with his friend's caller ID telling me that it was from, quote-unquote, my iPhone, because his iPhone is listed under my name. And it said, call from your iPhone from, you know, Bob Smith. And I answered it, and it was him. And my son looked when I went down there to tell him to call his friend. He had a missed call from him.
He missed
the call, and it got directed to me.
Are you married?
For a long time, brother.
Oh, boy. And I'm assuming your wife has one of these phones that's in this mixed-up system?
Yeah, she gets all my girlfriend's calls.
He jumped. Okay, that's what I was going to say. The bad news could be here.
I've been listening to you guys since the day you got on this station, so I know all the...
Yeah. You know, every joke it could possibly spin off of any subject. Good for you. Hey, Merry Christmas. I hope you get this thing worked out.
Dan, when you get it worked out, send me an email of tech questions. Let me know what the Google or the genius response is to this.
Yeah, I will. I'm skipping the AT&T store. I'm going to the Apple store.
Good idea.
Thank you, Dan. Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you.
Ooh, not good. His girlfriend called, and it rings his wife's phone. He has to get this nipped in the bud immediately. Patty, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Patty.
I'm AM and the PM guy.
Oh, we can tell. Hallelujah. I like Patty. What do you got, Patty?
She likes you.
What do you got for Jose? I know what you have for me. What do you have for Jose?
Jose, so I have a iPhone 5, which is one of them, not really sure which. It's not a big, huge one, though. And I know my husband and I are ready... close to having to upgrade. Our phones are showing wear and tear.
Okay.
I really don't like any of the new bigger phones. I want to stay with the same size phone. Is that even possible?
Yeah, it should be possible.
Patty, I own the 6 Plus, okay? And I will tell you that when I first saw it, I thought this is way too big to hold up to my ear and be a telephone. Now that I have it, do you have kids or grandkids, or you do a lot of looking at pictures and stuff? It's so fantastic. And I look at my wife's iPhone now, which is a regular iPhone. It looks like a postage stamp to me. I know it seems clunky and big, but wow, if you like to look at a lot of photos or read your email or what, it's like a mini iPad.
My problem is my work. I have to have my phone on me at all times.
Okay, that's an issue.
So it has to fit in a pocket.
Okay.
And it's emails and texting and phone calls constant.
Okay.
And that's why I was worried about the big one.
All right, Jose can answer. I'm sure there's still plenty of smaller things out there that
are new.
Is
the regular 6 close to the...
I think the 6 is close.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who your phone provider is, but call them.
Okay.
And ask them that question.
Yeah, the 6 is not a lot bigger than what you have. The 6 Plus is, but he's right. The 6 is not that much bigger.
Okay, then I probably will go with those.
All right, gentlemen,
it's always a pleasure to listen to you. I look forward to it every day.
Well, thank you, Patty. That's nice. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye-bye.
Everybody's nice today. Is that because it's Christmas?
I think so.
Yeah, and I have a question that some guy called, and he said he's a truck driver and can't be seen on the phone. So he asked this question, but it also pertains to me. I have an older laptop, and I don't think it's big enough, but he said that he's tried to download Windows 10, and it says that his computer's not compatible. He said his computer's at least 5 years old.
Correct.
Would that be a, not a compatibility, would that be a hard drive?
No.
Not having enough room?
If it's 5 years old, the technology is so old, Windows 10 is not going to install it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, isn't it something? 5 years is considered old.
Oh, that's like
where a refrigerator will go for 35 years.
You hope.
Well, ours has. Let's go to, I got this right. Tom, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Tom?
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah. I just have a question. I bought my wife a MacBook Pro
yes?
2 months ago, and I didn't know. I've had PCs most of my life, and normally we had some antivirus on there. But is that recommended for a Mac as well? And if so, what type?
I do recommend them for all things that you hook to the Internet, whether it's a Mac or PC-based. You can go to the interweb and do a search on free antivirus for Macs or for PCs. Most of the companies that make antiviruses for PCs will also make a version for a Mac, as well as for Android and iDevice phones.
Okay. Do you have a particular one you recommend for Macs?
No, not offhand.
Okay, great.
All right, Tom, Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Ron would be next. Ron, he's all yours. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. I am definitely AM to PM.
Hey, Ron.
And hi, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry
to
Christmas,
y'all.
Ron.
Yeah.
Two things, Jose. Number one, I bought a high def Vizio 49-inch ultra high def. And one thing I noticed right away is that the YouTube is much more clear than Facebook on videos. Offhand, do you know why that is?
Probably because YouTube will allow you to select 4K display on a particular video you're looking at, and I don't know that Facebook has that.
There's material on YouTube that's in 4K.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought sometimes it's just people's video from at home, isn't it?
People are shooting 4K video from home.
Well, that's right. That's right. Here's the other thing. I had to leave UVerse and go with Charter, and they don't have the depth of recording, the amount of recording available. So I called them up, and they said, well, heck, hook yourself up a hard drive to it. It's ready to do that. Have you heard of that, Jose?
I have heard something about it. It can be done as far as storage space. I don't know that it records any more channels simultaneously than what the device is capable of doing. I don't know of an upgrade for that.
You're absolutely correct. They are coming out with a new system that will do, but yeah, right now you're kind of limited. You can watch something and record something or record two things.
Right.
But as far as the depth of the recording, I'm wondering, should I go with a half a terabyte or just go with a whole terabyte? What do you think? What would you do? Because they're not that expensive once you hook them in.
I don't know. How much recording?
You must record a lot of TV.
I got grandkids and they need to watch the cartoon stuff, to keep them occupied. And then we got some movies. And by the time, before you know it, you're in pretty deep on recording space. So I guess it really doesn't make any difference, when you think about it.
At some point, the law of diminishing returns, you're going to record more than you could watch if you just stayed up 24 hours.
Well, that's for sure. You don't watch it all. But, I've talked to people since I found that out, and I haven't bought it yet, but a lot of people are really disappointed with their recording space, and, I think they'd be glad to know that you can buy a relatively inexpensive hard drive and plug it in.
Yep, you can get a 500-gig drive, a half a terabyte for, I think, $20-$30.
Wow.
If you're feeling frisky, Toshiba, I think it's, no, Western Digital just released a 10-terabyte drive.
Now 500 gigabytes would be what, like a couple of hundred movies?
Oh, easily. A couple hundred high def movies.
Wow. That help you, Ryan?
Thank you very much, guys. Hey, have a great holiday, huh, will you?
You too. Thank you, Ron. Merry Christmas.
Okay, guys. Thanks again, Jose.
You're welcome, Ron.
I guess I could see how some, people used to collect DVDs and VHS, I mean, boxes and shelves. I guess it would be nice to have 300-400 movies. Or
how many songs you got on your iPod?
500.
Okay. At some point, it becomes a law demand. You can't listen to
Well, when I see that iPods are capable of holding 10,000
right.
songs, are you kidding me? I don't want a 10,000 song.
Right. So
it's plenty.
Same thing with digital video recorders. At some point,
right.
you just go, I can't watch
And lots
this.
Of them will sit there forever and ever and ever. And I do that even now with the limited amount we have. We'll record something. We're going to watch that down the road. Well, we look, and 18 months later, it's still on there.
Well, do you listen to all 500?
No. I make playlists.
Right. Yeah. And I'm willing to bet that the half,
yeah.
250
tops.
The most you'll listen to.
Tops. Let's go to Mickey. We'll close it out. Mickey, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose, and I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Mickey.
Yeah. Hey, Jose, I have a problem with my email. I have an iPad Mini that is set up for email, and my my old Gateway desktop receives the same email. But I was wondering if there's any way that I can fix it where if I delete an email from one device, it'll take it off the other one. Because right now I have to separately, individually delete the same emails from each thing. And it gets pretty aggravating when I get a bunch of them in one day. You know?
Mickey, who's your internet service provider?
CenturyLink.
Call CenturyLink, and they will talk you through how to do that. The basics of it is right now when either of those devices connect to the internet, it downloads the email to them, and CenturyLink should be able to tell you how to store them at CenturyLink so that when you delete one, it deletes it from the CenturyLink server and thereby deletes it from the other one.
Okay, well, I'll probably have to get past the first-tier help because I tried calling them there, and they said they had no idea how to do it.
Actually, you would probably be able to go to CenturyLink's website and under their frequently asked questions.
Oh, okay.
Should be the answer to that.
Find it there.
All right, Mickey.
All right. Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it, Mickey. There goes Mickey, and there goes Jose. Jose will be here. What's today? Yeah, he'll be here next week. We're working Monday after a nice long 4 days off. Jose, I'll let him give you his email address. I feel weird. I always give it. It's his address. Give me your email address.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com. T-E-C-H questions@KTRS.com.
And thank you, Jose Hernandez.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you. And Jose is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Tim Weiland is going to tell you whether or not you're going to be stuck in traffic or you're going to be where you're headed in no time. Tim?
Or not.
Or not.
I guess we'll just go to our guest.
Well,
I don't know where Tim is.
This is awkward. This is awkward and unprofessional. And we'll blame it all on Tim Weiland. Does he drink alcoholic beverages when he does this?
I don't think so.
No, but he smokes a big bowl.
Oh, he does? That would explain it. Yeah. Well, that just gives Mr. Londoff 30 seconds more than we thought we had. John, how are you?
Hey, you got to punch him up.
Oh, there. Shoot. I'm sorry. No, that was my fault. Don't think it. John, how's it going? Better on your end than our end.
I guess I'm doing okay. How are you, Frank?
Having a good day. Having a real good day.
You know what? I got to tell you, I love when you're having a good day.
Well, I watched Toy Story last night with my grandson. It put me in a really good mood because I forgot how great that movie is. That is a terrific movie.
I think when my boys were young, John and Sam, I don't know. I think I watched The Lion King.
Oh my goodness!
100 times.
We watched Lion King with my grandson at least 50 times. I can tell you, Hakuna Matata. I know Simba.
I really wasn't asking you to sing, but if you want to start singing,
no,
buddy,
that's what happens. Whatever it is they're into, you get into it, whether you want to or not. So, but
I can remember like it was yesterday. Sitting in this recliner that I had, this great recliner. And they one on one side, one on the other side.
Yeah.
And then they, Daddy, wake up. Wait, it was like the third time you're watching the movie in a row. You know, now, have you started reading?
Oh, sure. But I tell and make up stories more than I read because I'd rather make up my own stories. And my kids always preferred that I make up the stories. And so my grandson and I do that too. But it's funny. I don't remember going through all this with my own kids as much as I'd like to remember it. I know they were into He-Man, Masters of the Universe, or something like this. That and Transformers, that was a big deal. We had Transformer stuff all over the floor.
Were they into Pee-Wee's Playhouse at all?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, my second son. John, your kids probably were into Pee-Wee's Playhouse, I would think.
No. No, the boys...
Oh, no. Yeah, my second son loved that. And he loved Ed Grimley, who was it Martin Short who was Ed Grimley? He loved that character, which I guess was from Second City or Saturday Night Live. Yeah, and now the whole, it's all about superheroes. It's all about Captain America and Iron Man. And I'm trying to learn all this stuff. We've got a guy coming in tomorrow to help explain it to us because I'm lost, man. I don't know who's who, who's DC, who's a Marvel Comics character. It's a huge industry. And these kids love it. I mean, it's as big as Barbie is to girls or American Girl. It's a giant business. So I'm trying to learn it.
So what about Star Wars? You going to go see Star Wars?
I need, at home I have three, the first three. And I have to watch one because that's another thing that's big that I'm clueless. I'm out of it. I'm not cool. I'm not up to date. So I need to watch the original. I will tell you something that I was stunned and surprised to see is still around. And you had it as a kid. I had it. And that's the little soldiers. The little soldiers, the little green soldiers.
Green Army men.
Green Army men. They're still around.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And they're in Toy Story, aren't they? Some
yes.
Army men?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And my son has little Army men. And little boys still sit down and play Army. And I'm glad. I'm glad there are certain things that haven't gone away, like the radio flyer wagon is still the wagon, the red wagon, and that rocking horse pony with the springs. Kids still get on that and rock and jump. And I'm glad. I hope they never replace those things.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of taking away kids being kids.
No, we are.
You know? Really, kids, you know, I mean, it's good for kids. And I mean, I played with oh my God! You know the wood blocks you would make.
Oh yeah.
Well, there's Tinker Toys, there's Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs. Do you find that happening to you, Frank? Because you're a year or two older than me, where you just cannot come up with a thought. It escapes you
every hour. Every hour.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it comes to you. Like an hour later, like. Yeah, look at
that.
And someone's looking at like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Here's what it was an hour ago. It just probably hit me.
Yeah, if you want to see something that looks like it's out of the Stone Age, and Dan, I think you'll know what I'm talking about, and compared to electronic games kids have today, if you can find the old electric football game. It's a piece of green metal.
I love those.
And it vibrated.
I always wanted those as a kid. I was never able to get one.
And the little football players just shook. It's the worst thing ever.
It blew my mind. I couldn't understand how, and they said the quarterback could run, pass, and kick.
Yes.
How did that little plastic thing throw the ball to another?
The quarterback had a little arm, and there was a lever on his back, and you could do that, but the guy would go out, and then if you hit the guy with the ball...
That would be a catch.
That would be a catch.
Oh,
and didn't it make a...
Yes. And there were little,
it was just vibration.
There were little feelers.
Shaking metal plate.
There were little feelers on the bottom, like little brushes, and you could adjust those.
Hey, Frank, can you make that noise again?
You can adjust the little feelers on the bottom.
Let me ask you this, because this product is also still around. The Great Etch-A-Sketch. Were you ever able to do anything with it but make a couple of squares? Because people that did
the
skyline of New York on an Etch-A-Sketch.
Hey, John, did you have one of those tabletop hockey games with it was always the Montreal Canadiens and the... Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, my dad and I
those
had
metal
one.
Guys.
They were metal with the rods back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, they were so much fun. And then they were so much fun. That was addicting.
Oh, it
and
was.
How about foosball?
Oh yeah, foosball.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna tell you something. Foosball. You could.
Oh, we play with.
You talk about carpal tunnel. You could break your wrist playing that. You had to work up to that. And same with Golden Tee, the arcade game. I stood at that Golden Tee thing, and I hadn't worked up to it, and I thought I'd broken my hand by the time I was
there. Yeah.
But those were our video games. We didn't have the Xbox, whatever. We had what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And it was every bit as exciting. When you open that thing at Christmas, whoo, that was
more
it.
Exciting.
It was exciting.
I'll never forget my sister, Laura, and she found the hiding spot one year. She found the hiding spot.
Oh, boy, where Santa hid the gifts?
Oh.
Yeah. And she just, come in with me. So we, it was up in the attic, on the back side of the attic. It was freezing cold in there. You know, we had flashlights, and we had to sneak in there and move some boxes and some stuff. And then you saw everything, and it was the worst Christmas ever.
You ruined your own Christmas. Yeah. You ruined your own Christmas.
Why would you ever do that? And, I mean, you know, and I'm blaming her. I'm blaming Lara Londoff. It was her fault. And I'm going to have to call her right now. She lives down in Florida now. I go, remember that time?
You know,
but she can't hear. She's deaf as a doorknob. So I'm talking to her. You got to speak up. I'm like, well, maybe if you stop talking for 5 minutes, you'd hear what I'm saying to you. You know, so our conversations should be recorded. They're pretty funny most of the time because I'm about deaf and she is totally deaf. And so it finishes off with, go buy a hearing aid. Click, and I just hang up on her.
Now, I think most people have at least one really good Christmas story. I mean, they just, you have to. There's too many factors, too many opportunities for something to go weird. My dad bought and he had no money. And he took out a loan from the local Firestone store. Not only did they sell tires, they sold bicycles. Then we got my brother a Firestone bicycle, but we realized we didn't have a truck. We didn't have a way to get it home. So my dad had me ride it and follow him home before Christmas at night. Had a headlight on it, so I followed, went real slow. We get home, now it starts raining. So Christmas morning, my brother comes down. There's mud in the trail. We couldn't get it all off. And my brother, the first thing he says, he runs out by the tree and he goes, my bike's got mud on the tires. And so we told him that Santa wants to make sure the bike is perfect. So even if it's raining, he's going to take it, drive it around the house. And and he bought that. And then we were okay. Now, that's what we had to come up with. Hmm. But yeah, it's fun. The whole thing is just, and I'm sure there are stories I've forgotten that I wish I could remember.
I tell you what, it's gotten out of control. I mean, have you been shopping? It is a zoo.
I actually don't get into that.
It is a zoo. I went out with Mrs. Londoff. She wanted me to go with her, and I'm going to tell you what. Some of these women with a cart, okay, you know, trying to get the deals. You better watch out. You better have your head up.
Well, you better watch out. You better not cry.
Makes playing ice hockey look like you know, roller. I mean, you know, tiddlywinks or something. I mean, some of these women are vicious with a buying cart. You know, I mean, just like get out of your way, man. And but I still went shopping with her. You know,
Are you selling any cars today?
Well, we had. And I was McGraw, your boss. No, he's not your boss. No. He's just a co-worker, McGraw Millhaven.
He's got a show here.
Well, that's what we heard. Our show from Florida today.
What?
And we had Mayor Tom Snyder here. We had Police Chief Tim Lowry, Major Tim Fagan from the number one police department in the world, the Florida PD, and Michael Mira with the union, and he's on the city council, and a lot of great people.
Well, that's all great. How many vehicles did you sell?
We've sold a lot of vehicles today. Gary Crump from Paul's Market in Ferguson. You want to talk about a place to get some great meat? Paul's Market in Ferguson. Not 2-3 minutes from the house where Mimi Keneally Londoff grew up in. And we would go there all the time. The boys, Londoff boys, go there and get food all the time. And so, Gary bought me a couple of nice big strip steaks. God love them. And, so it was a great afternoon here. A lot of energy, a lot of activity. Today was our potluck lunch. We had enough food for 500 people. It was ridiculous. We had so much food.
Now, did you have 500 people out there?
We probably fed the 110 plus Londoff employees and probably another 50 or 60. So McGraw ate a couple times.
He's become a bigger eater lately than he used to be. That's a nice way of saying he's gained a little weight, I guess. And I'm glad to see it because I think everybody should look like me.
He looked he looked pretty fit, really. And you are not. You're in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I sure am.
Fit.
I sure am, John.
You'd be a poster child.
Yeah, for something. So you're open. You're open today. You're open tomorrow. You're open Wednesday. You're closed, I believe. Are you closed all of New Year's Eve?
It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
December 24th is Christmas Eve.
Are you closed all day?
We've been closed Christmas Eve now probably for 30 years.
So you know what? I think it should be closed Christmas Eve.
And back in the day, it was nothing but, you know, other salesmen would be driving up in their demos and they're drunk and they're trying to get your salesman to go out. So I'm like, Dad, let's shut this thing down. There's no reason to be open Christmas Eve. Most dealerships that are open will be closed by 12 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not
Let
worth
the
it.
People, give them the day off. Yeah. Time to spend, it's family time, man. This is time to, tell each other how much you love each other and all the crap that goes on in this community and the world. It's time to find just how much how lucky you are when you have family. And you know what? I was talking to a buddy of mine. If you have a family member, a loved one, and you say, I haven't talked to them in a long time. You know, we had a fight over something 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. We haven't talked in 5 years. Man, someone stand up and call that person and try to rekindle that, you know, relationship. This is the time to do it right now. It's Christmas.
And it can't always be done. It sounds good, and I agree with you. But it can't always be.
Maybe I'm stupid enough to believe that it
can. Sometimes it can. Sometimes the other person does not want to speak to you, and you can mean well and reach out. It's not going to happen. I know brothers that haven't spoken for 20 years.
And then all of a sudden, one of them's on their last breath saying, I'm sorry, why didn't I reach out to you sooner? Hey, you know, don't wait until, you know, that person's gone. My grandpa had a great line. He used to say to my dad said it to me, you know, don't come to my graveside crying and tell me how much you love me. Tell me to my face when I'm alive. No, don't wait, because I'll be dead.
I feel bad for people who don't have any family. And there are people. We're sitting here talking about get with your family. There are people who don't have any family to get with. And that's just when I feel really bad for those people, because they watch TV, they go to the movies, and all they see is families. Hi, I'm home for Christmas. They don't have that. And I feel bad for those people. I really do. I think people who don't have any family, that's like one of the worst curses you could have in your life. I just do. We're lucky. We got family. We're lucky. You got kids. I got kids. You got grandson. I have a tremendous family. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have that.
Well, you have a beautiful family, beautiful wife and kids. And your grandson is absolutely adorable. And you know, we're going to be here late tonight. It's been a busy day. This weather is unbelievable. This is
spring.
This is great weather. We're selling cars. There's still more to sell. Up to $11,000 off select Silverados in inventory here in San Diego. This is Silverado time, baby. Double cabs and crew cabs. So come and see us and check us out online at lawndoff.com. But give the world-famous Mary Ryan a phone call at 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. And then Linda Heil will be here to take over for Mary from 6 to 8. And have a great evening.
You too. And the Ducks have to love this, because they're going to flying around going, you can't shoot me now. It's too nice. It's like spring.
I'd rather talk to the great AM and the PM crowd. Oh, and a shout out to Mark Lang. Mark is with works for Eric Kerberg, Kerberg Roofing. Mimi and I were at their beautiful house, he and his wife Stephanie Kerberg, for a Christmas party, and ran into a big AM and the PM. He and his adorable wife Susan listen all the time. So there's a shout out to Mark A. Lang. And Mark Lang is a big duck hunter, an upland hunter, and he is a big fan of your show.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you, John. Go sell some cars.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Hear what he said? McGraw was there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They fed like 120 people. That's their employees.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Yep. Sad.
Oh, yeah. You heard that number first. You're like, hey, that's not a bad crowd. And then he goes, well, that's all the people that work here.
Yeah. Whoops.
He hates us right
now.
And that's our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do a little quick business for Matheny, if I could. We're a little jammed up today, but that's okay, because we're going to have a lot of time to play with. Our three great Christmas jokes, the same three every year, leading up to the one joke that I always tell the last time we're together before Christmas. That comes Wednesday, as does my daughter, who'll be in here singing in her horrible, horrible, terrible voice. And that's for those who aren't familiar with that bit, that's not a mean thing to say. She knows she's a bad singer, and she's so bad that it's quite entertaining, and it makes the rest of us feel like, hey, I'm not so bad after all.
No, and there are people that have called in and said,
oh, they're right.
I hope I didn't miss this. No,
Wednesday. Thompson Price has been a part of this show for about 20 years. We've only been here 18 and a half. Can't thank him enough. Can't thank him enough. All the people that work at Thompson Price, they have a gorgeous showroom in De Pere. And it's about a half mile east of 270 next to McAllister's Deli. And that's a very difficult thing to, one, make the decision to spend the money to do it right, to remodel a kitchen or bathroom. And then who's going to do it? Because you'll talk to people that say, oh, you need to call so-and-so, I use them. And you'll talk to other people and say, stay away from this company, it was a disaster, and you don't know what to do. How about this? If you're AM and the PM, you don't have any of those worries, because we have your kitchen and bath company, and it's Thompson Price. Now, if you just if you want it just down and dirty quick, the cheapest way you can get it, let me save you some time. Don't call them. They're not going to do that. If you want somebody who'll give you a timeline and stick to it, a budget, a price, and stick to it, then you call Thompson Price. If you want somebody when the job is finished and you walk in that kitchen or bathroom, you go, this is not only as good as I hoped it would be, it's better than I hoped it would be, and you're going to be happy with it for a long, long time. Look, everything is great when it's brand new, even the cheapest of cheap stuff. That car, that outfit that paints cars for $300, I'm sure that an hour after they paint it, the car looks fine. Let's take a look at it about 3 months from now. Same thing with kitchen and bath remodeling. How long is it going to look fantastic? Are you going to get your money's worth? And the answer with Thompson Price is yes, you are. Yes, you are. They did our kitchen 19 years ago, and I still love it. And every bathroom in our house, in time, was done by Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're dealing with. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Website's easy. It's ThompsonPrice.com. Meep, meep.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, we have a crash now on southbound 270 just before Highway 44 that's got the left lane blocked. Traffic is jammed back to Manchester. You're already slow from Page down through Ladue. Eastbound and westbound 270, pretty heavy right around Lindbergh. In fact, the westbound drivers in that right lane are slow from 170 trying to ramp off onto Lindbergh. Well, I tell you, we've got Brentwood and Eager Road are backed up past the shopping centers. It's the same thing on Lindbergh south of Mueller Road and Lime Ferry at South County Center. We're looking at westbound 40 drivers jamming up from Grand out through McCausland. You'll be heavy again from Ballast to Mason. And on northbound 55, things are jamming up from about Graboy up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Fresh Market. It's the season for great savings at the Fresh Market's 12 Days of Freshness event now through December 24th. Save up to 40% on holiday goodies. Make the Fresh Market your holiday food and gift basket destination. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3811. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-3811. 1-800-700-3811.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lippers and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Please download it. It's free, and it's a great way to get the only cab you want, and that's a Laclede Cab. That's if you're really AM and the PM, Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
I'm real well. I heard you're going to have my good friend James in the studio tomorrow.
Yeah, he worked here 7 years. I never heard of him.
He's a great guy, and he's definitely the person you want to talk to for comic books and all that good stuff.
We're going to learn a lot about superheroes tomorrow.
All right, well, this just then, Senator Lindsey Graham has dropped out of the 2016 presidential race.
Oh, he had it right
there. In a related story, we're now learning that Lindsey Graham was running for president.
That's down to 13.
Yeah, Graham had to leave the race when a new poll today showed he's less popular here than Steve Harvey is in Columbia.
That's
In case you missed it, over the weekend last night, Steve Harvey accidentally announced the wrong winner at the Miss Universe pageant. Very awkward moment on live TV. And everybody thought it'd be Donald Trump that started World War III. Poor Steve. Oh, one more. And finally this afternoon. Poor Steve Harvey is getting a lot of support, though. For example, today, Brian Williams over at NBC said the same thing happened to him when he competed in the Mr. Universe pageant. Kind of thing happens. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome back.
Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, STL Taxi is the app. Jane Fonda is 78 years. Have you seen?
Wow.
Like her or hate her? Forget the politics.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. She's a good-looking woman.
For 78?
And I know she's had work done. Ladies, find out who her plastic surgeon was, because they did a great job. 78 today. Yeah. Jane Fonda. All right. Playhouse coming up. The joke that follows. American Equity Mortgage is the company we would love for you to use when you buy that house. You need a mortgage company. It's also the company that we'd love for you to use if you have a home and you're a homeowner, even if your mortgage is somewhere else. It seems a little awkward and embarrassing. You call American Equity Mortgage to borrow money, and they're not even your mortgage holder. That's okay. They're fine with that. They'll be nice to you anyway. Because you're a homeowner, you have equity in your home. Now you need to borrow some money. Something's come along, and you need money. A wedding, a medical expense, whatever. There's a smart way to borrow and a stupid way to borrow. Stupid way is always the high-interest way. That's your last resort. The only person that will loan you money is somebody that wants a hellacious amount of interest. If you're desperate, I guess you go for that. Otherwise, as a homeowner, you do the smart thing. You use the equity in your house, and you borrow money at at today's low mortgage rates, and they're still low. Even though they ticked up a little bit, they're still ridiculously low. They'll tell you how easy it is and how to do it. They've done it for thousands and thousands of people. They are the company all the other mortgage companies want to be.